What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Right here for the first time, we have Fine and Dandy. Introduce one another.
Yeah, this is my co-host, best friend since the fifth grade. So since like, yeah, we know each other since we were 10. So 18 years, we know each other for 18 years. So this is my partner in crime, Josh.
This is a man of many names, man that has nicknames across the world, across time. Nice. Some call him Dandy. Some know him as Daniel. Most know him as Little Dick or Pussy Pop.
I've got to explain, though, because he can't just come out the gate just swinging like that. I went into high school at 4'10". So I went into ninth grade at 4'10", which, as you know, is not tall. It's not very tall. I was shorter than most, I would say. I didn't even hit my growth spurt until I was probably like 16 or 17, which it was only, I went from 4'10 to 5'4". So it wasn't like a miraculous. I mean, it was, but it wasn't anything crazy. But everyone called me Little D or Baby D. Some of them meant it with sincerity. My friends suck, so they called me Little Dick. It's just... And then when I graduated, I had met another one of my friends like later in life. I guess people love to give me nicknames. He called me Pussy Pop one day, and then everyone just like, oh, and then they called me that.
For years.
But now everyone just calls me Dandy.
Yeah.
That was because we have a friend named Corey.
In the house?
Yeah, dude. In and out of the house, bro. No visions. I accidentally sent a message and put Cordy with a D, and then he was like, okay, Dandy. And then that one stuck, and that's the best one. That's the best one, though. I'll take it. That's like, that's way better than the other one.
Is that what you call the podcast, Fine and Dandy?
Yeah.
Relatively, yeah. I mean, the podcast started as Unconventional Development, yeah. Right?
That was the name of it?
That was the name of it, yeah.
But that was the OG when I first started.
That's right.
And then I did it with one of our friends, Roy. So we called it Rad because it was Roy and Daniel. Then we did our first venture, which was Far From Finished.
Okay.
The first Spotify account shit was Unconventional Development. Remember, we had to change it.
Yeah.
Because we had like a few episodes.
And then we did Far From Finished.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we switched it.
We were like probably 8 or 9 episodes, you know, Unconventional Development. No, maybe. Okay.
I can't remember.
Either way, after Far From Finished, we were like, all right, what the fuck are we going to do? We got to change the name into something. We got to go in a different direction. And I was like, I don't really know, but I mean, people call you Dandy. And I mean, what if we just fucking go with like Fine and Dandy? And it just kind of stuck after that point.
It's like a pretty good name. It's pretty catchy, you know.
It worked.
Pretty memorable.
I mean, but now whenever like people, like whenever we tell people like, what's the name of your podcast? It's like, it's Fine and Dandy Podcast. It's like, all right, what the fuck is that about? It's like, great question. Still looking for the answer.
Figure it out one step at a time.
I mean, like now I kind of know the backstory behind it. So,
yeah, a little bit.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, dude, I mean, honestly, we've known each other for 18 years. It's weird to say.
Crazy.
It's weird to say. No, when I said it out loud just now, I was like, holy shit.
But yeah, one of my best friends, one of the probably, if I didn't have a brother, would be the best man at my wedding if I ever decided to get married.
You know what's my, I was counting on, if I was going to be anyone's best man, honestly, everyone that I would be their best man has a brother.
It's just fucked up.
Because like, I feel like, Jerry, I'm a contender for best man, but he has a twin brother. That's fucked up. So I'm like, I'm getting gypped out. I'm getting gypped from my best man. Like, I have the opportunity. It's crazy.
That's hilarious.
Imagine someone choosing like their friend over their twin brother for their best man.
Yeah, that would be
it's like, that's my homie.
That's me.
I've known you my whole life. I got to get my homie up there. Yeah.
You are me and I am you, you know? No, they're basically the same.
Are those first episodes still on Spotify, the ones y'all are talking about?
I would say probably, because I don't think we've ever gone through and, like, cleaned that shit up.
Let me look, actually. That would be...
It probably is.
Because I think Fine and Dandy starts at, like, episode, like, 40 or something like that, or, like, 50.
Does it really? On YouTube? Oh, on Spotify.
Yeah.
I wonder if I changed...
I think, yeah.
We might have cleaned that shit up.
Y'all took some episodes out?
Changed the name.
I think what we did was we went through and probably, like, listened to the audio, because, like, there was a lot of tough episodes where you literally couldn't hear shit. Like, I'm talking about like not the shit wasn't recording. It's like, no, it was recording.
Yeah, I went back in. It starts at 40.
Yeah,
okay.
You said I'm a true fan, bro. I knew it.
Damn, good enough. You are a true fan. Holy shit.
You know more than us about our Spotify playlist. That's fucking crazy.
First guess.
If you go on YouTube, I think you can still get a... I deleted a lot of those audios because they were so bad, but I think there's a couple left just for the history.
Okay.
Just to hold on
the
to
the lore.
Yeah, for the lore, I think you can... Even 40, if you start at 40, some of that's still bad.
I mean, we're at, what, like 120 something now? 130?
Dude, the next episode will be 142.
Dude, that's crazy. So we're up like 100 episodes out from that start, I guess.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember 100. I remember So for 100, I don't know if you've ever heard of Soulway before.
Soulway?
Yeah.
What is that?
They're a band also.
Maybe.
One of the homies, AJ. Shout out AJ. It's actually crazy because I met one of his other – so, like, I was really cool with AJ, and then he told me about his band Soulway and all that. And then I was taking audio engineering classes, and I met this other dude, Rich, and we're doing an introduction. He's like, yeah, I'm in this band called Soulway. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yo, you're in Soulway? AJ's the homie. Shit, I got off on what I thought. Oh, yeah, we got Soulway to basically do, like, a song for the 100th episode.
Dude,
so, like, it would cut, cool. And then they perform, like – they performed a song in the studio. I recorded it and everything. So then basically I had him on the podcast and then we would cut to frame to where it was them in the studio and it was them playing.
That's badass.
Like one of their songs.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
It kind of was executed pretty well too. He did a good job.
For like scratch from not really having much knowledge or knowing what to do, I kind of, cause like I was like, how am I going to get them to play the song? Cause I've never done something like that where it's like you send me the song, I'm just trying to line it up with the video of you playing it. I was like, I've never done that before, so how am I going to figure this out? Luckily, he set it up to where he's like, okay, you'll hear this kick drum.
Yeah.
Kind of line that up. So then from there, I was able to line up the video with the.
Like, I'm not sure if you use CapCut, but in CapCut, whenever you try and do that, like line up the audio with video, you can see the video's audio waves also. So like what I do is I try and match the video audio waves with the like with the other audio waves. If that makes sense.
No, I know what you
try
mean.
To make sure like it lines up.
We kind of do that shit with the claps basically to line up our.
Oh, like when y'all first began, y'all clap or.
Yeah, we use like because like the clap, but like the way our shit is set up is it doesn't record the video. It's like a stream setup.
And yeah, I remember.
Stream
yeah.
Kind of records on like a hard drive.
Okay.
Basically.
As it's recording, it's kind of saving.
Yeah.
Like after it's done.
Now the thing it's capable of doing because it has like mic settings on there, but. What we haven't figured out is how to actually record the audio also on that device. So we record the audio separately.
I think we would have to connect the mics through that
probably
in order to get the sound to go through the stream. Because it's all streaming. So
right.
Like realistically anything separate is not gonna stream to the
right.
Yeah.
Now so what we have to do is basically line up the video that has no sound with the three tracks that we have for our mics.
Oh, okay.
So
it's kind
we
of tougher,
claps
okay.
Basically because we can line up what we see
yeah,
with that
yeah.
Loud ass fucking line that you're talking about on
okay.
The audio waves.
Okay.
But yeah, we use that shit a lot.
Yeah, like, I was on y'all's podcast like how long ago was that?
Yeah, that's like what, a couple months ago, 3 months ago now.
Yeah, it was like a few months back. I want to was it like maybe before December.
Was it?
I think it was this. Well, it
no
wasn't this year.
It
I think it was
definitely
this
year.
My time is.
I want to say no later than March.
Yeah.
Or no, like, sorry, no earlier than March. Like it was between March and now.
Okay.
I would say maybe February. If that was the case. Let's see. It was in.
Mr. Tabs, where you at?
4 months ago. So.
So we're in June. So probably February then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on there.
Smart guy.
Yeah. I knew it. I was like. Guy.
This guy's the brains of the operation.
I like being there because, like, I wasn't expecting y'all to, like, have, like, a like a better setup than this, basically, you know? Like, what
well,
I have right now.
I
was just looking
that.
At y'all, like, doing y'all shit. Y'all are, like, locked in, like, connecting all the cables and shit. I'm like, damn, so cool.
You were one of the first guests, I think, in the new studio, though. So that's pretty cool.
No yeah. Way.
One of the first few, yeah. I mean, we didn't have that many. We haven't had that many guests in that.
February was, like, one of our first. Well, I thought, no, because, Remember we did the
okay, well
what's her name? Shelby's friend.
Yeah. Chelsea.
Then I was gonna say Kelsey, but I was gonna be wrong.
Yeah. He was the fourth guest, so yeah, one of the first few guests that we had in there.
Because we had Caesar on too.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we did
yeah.
Have shout Caesar out. Yeah,
shout out
Caesar. Thank
you for the podcast. And y'all were on his podcast also?
Not yet. We
were
on
Ulysses.
Okay.
Northside, Inside
yeah,
the Northside.
That's
shout
right.
Out
right.
Yeah, Ulysses for having
oh, yeah.
Us on Inside the Northside podcast. That was chill.
Shout out you for shouting us out on his fucking podcast.
Yeah, dude. Like right now I'm like having a thought. Like what if y'all do a podcast together?
Dude,
like,
we can do a crossover episode.
Like four podcasts in one. That'd be kind of cool.
Everybody all together.
Shit.
That would be kind
of
crazy.
Because we do that, just the three of us. We usually have like podcast crossovers
mm-hmm.
Between the three of us. But like if we include y'all, like that'd be pretty cool.
Dude, that would be fun as fuck. I mean, I like the way that like kind of our universes have been like kind of like meshing into each other.
For real, dude.
But it's one of those things where it's like opening Pandora's box. Like I think the longest time we've been wanting to like have like more podcasters that take the shit seriously, like to actually like connect with in Houston. But, like, we haven't found those connections. And like, there have been some people that we've like known that have had podcasts, and like upon us trying to like either connect with them or even collaborate, it's just like we found out, I was like, oh, you guys aren't really like serious about this shit.
Yeah, like a lot stopped.
Yeah, for sure.
They start. Yeah. You'll see a lot of people start. Yeah. Then a lot of them will get a couple episodes in because it's work.
It's a lot, dude.
Yeah, you still got to keep doing it. So you're like, oh, do I really want to like record today? Do I really want to get someone on?
And you got to edit. Editing is a lot sometimes.
It's literally the like
the majority of the time.
The part.
Just stare at your computer.
It's so easy to just set up a camera and talk, but it's so hard to like actually make that shit like look how you want it to.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, dude, I mean, as far as like set design goes, that's been something that I think we've focused on. Because like, if you watch some of our videos from like the early days, it's like, it's shit where it's like, we would be sitting on a couch with blank walls. And I'm talking about a poster, not on the wall. Poster laying down flat on the table or on the couch with literal like notes, literal like fucking ripped out sheets of paper that we ripped out of a journal that we wrote on, and just like, what topic, what are we fucking talking about?
It's kind of cool though, like you kind of had like topics already to talk
kind
about.
Of like at that time it was way more like jumbled around. We didn't know what we were going for. We knew like concepts that we wanted to go for, but we were just fucking going for it. But that being said, we went from that to a studio in the house that we built, basically,
which was, hold on, I gotta explain what this was. So the house, the way that they set up the house is they lifted the house. So they just took the house as it was.
It was a two-story house.
Two-story house already. Like, the house is two stories. They just lifted it on stilts.
How did they do that?
So there was a garage on top of a garage. So there's a garage. Like, you walk up into the house, and the garage was connected to one of the rooms.
Yeah.
So there's a garage, like, in the house. And then there's at the bottom floor, there's also a garage. Our friend stayed in the room that was connected to the garage, so he would let us just go through his room into the garage. And we basically turned the garage into a studio.
Oh.
But it was weird because the garage was also, if you lifted up the garage doors, it was like a balcony.
Yeah.
It was like a weird.
It was so cool, but also so strange.
Trippy kind of.
Yeah, like, who? It is a really cool thing until you realize this is probably not like up to code. Like, this is
probably not safe.
Not up to code.
Yeah, it was definitely not up to code.
But that being said, we went and built like kind of our makeshift studio in that garage, and then we took it from the garage to like that house had like three living rooms. So like,
damn.
In one of like the side rooms, we had like built like our little studio, and it kind of like, it was the core concept for what our next studio was, which is when we moved into an apartment, and all we had really for space was literally our little dining room area in a small two-bedroom apartment. So like, oddly enough, the set that we had kind of like designed when we moved out of the garage into that other room was exactly kind of the set that we were preparing for once we moved into that apartment. So it was almost like a seamless transition, but it like actually looked a little bit more professional than it did in that room because we had less space. And that sounds really like,
people didn't notice, or
people would tell us it's like, I didn't know this was in an apartment. This looked like it was in a studio, that it was like closed off, and like there, like if you look to the side here, it's like fucking yards of space and fucking production equipment and all kinds of shit. But like, it was literally just like, if you looked at the side, there's a fucking
kitchen.
There's a kitchen on that side.
You walk through the kitchen
and a balcony on that side.
Yeah, made it work though.
Hey, dude, like, work with all you got, you know.
Yeah, we upgraded though, because now the goal was like, when we moved out of there, because I was with my girlfriend for a while, so we wanted to move in together too. So we decided to rent a house. So we got a three bedroom, turned one of those bedrooms into a studio.
Now it's a studio, a lounge, a fucking card shop, because I run a fucking sports cards business.
Oh shit.
But like, literally, it's fucking been so versatile. Like, there's Shelby's art studio as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, whenever she wants to do her art, she'll go in there too.
Is she the one who made y'all's like logo? Like the picture of y'all?
Yeah, she did. She did do that.
Do you have a logo?
Well, like the picture y'all have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's y'all's logo, I guess, right?
I mean, yeah, basically, that is fair.
It's crazy. That's based off of a painting that our homie Tyreek made when we were, like, what, like 2 years in? 2 or 3 years in?
It's really rough to say when we started. Like, do you consider the start when the idea started, or when you started really recording, or do you consider the start whenever you started being consistent?
I had the same issue with Street College, bro. Like, I'm not sure where exactly I started. There's like different phases, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Different like evolutions of it.
Like, which point is it? Like, is this really the beginning? Because you're like, that kind of counts, I guess. But because there was a point where we started, which was unconventional development.
Right.
But really, the first episode we recorded, I wouldn't even consider that was just him talking for like 2 hours, just rambling on.
I was on drugs.
Yeah. For 2 hours, bro. Just legitimately, just nonstop. And, but then he didn't even really want to join the podcast at that time. So we really didn't start for like maybe another year or two.
Did you just want to like be part of it like casually or like?
Well, no. Realistically, I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I didn't know what he meant by like, we're going to do a podcast. I hadn't listened to a single podcast at that point in time.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but over time, I started listening to more pods and like kind of getting into it a little bit. And now it's weird that like now I actually listen to more podcasts than I do music or
to a lot
anything
too,
actually. Because it's weird. It's like now a lot of my screen time is like crazy. My screen time on my phone is ridiculous. But that being said, most of it is just YouTube, like fucking running in the background, fucking mostly comedy podcasts, but also some other shit as well. Mm-hmm. But I at this point, it's like, a lot of my like creativity as far as podcasting goes is very much based on like how much of a fan I've become over the last, I guess, 5 to 8 years now. Because whenever he was starting, like I kind of started to get a concept of what he was doing, but it wasn't until that day whenever I went and allegedly took drugs and recorded an episode with him and our homie Darby, where I was like, oh, okay, I get a kind of a feel for what it is. And then we started doing like trial runs. Like he had this one mic and it was like a table set mic that like we all shared and talked into type
a
shit.
Yeti.
It was a Yeti, yeah.
I think it was a Yeti mic. I don't know if you ever used this.
I think Caesar has one of those.
Yeah,
I think he does. I think he was selling us that actually. That being said, we was in that bitch in his apartment. We did an episode in my mom's living room for like to try to like get a different ambiance. We did some like fucking mostly like episodes in our homie's apartment.
We were going to our homie's apartment every week to record because we didn't have a space to do it really that was consistent. He was just like, yeah, come over. So we were doing it in his living room, which is where we put the poster on the table because it was in our apartment. We can't just really.
We weren't just trying to like string shit up into my homie's place. Yeah, so. But that being said, it's like it's weird because like a lot of that just came from me just not knowing and then just like falling in love with it as I found out more about it type shit.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I fuck with like podcasts heavily, and the concept that he was going for at first, I didn't really align with because I didn't know what the fuck he was truly going for, and really it took us like kind of honing in over like a couple of years to really figure out what kind of concept we were really going for.
Yeah,
we were just winging it for a while, for the most part, I was showing up to every episode absolutely baked out of my mind, just like obliterated, just showing up. It's like, all right, what are we talking about, Dave? And that was a hindrance for sure. But also it took me a while to kind of like understand what Daniel was really trying to do with this shit. And I at first I think I just saw it as like conversations and like community and networking, but like also it can be a little bit deeper than that, and I understand that well now, but also I understood it then. And as we've learned over time, it's been developing into like something I really didn't even know was possible. That's the craziest part, fucking finding out about people like you, just like knowing that what episode our fucking Spotify shit starts on. Like I am amazed. I'm still amazed at this shit.
I'm amazed too. So like what's y'all's mission now? Like what's y'all's like purpose for the podcast? Like why should people care about Fine and Dandy?
You know what's funny is we actually just kind of like ironed out finally for the first time what we're going to do to move forward. For me, a lot of the ideas have started kind of flowing in and like how to like where to take it and how to develop it and how to expand it. But we finally sat down a couple of times in this last week because life's just been busy. So we're just on go. We finally sat down and we were able to kind of just iron out kind of the feel that we really want to like hone in on and focus on to really like kind of get better with. And the question was like what direction, right? Like what do we see ourselves now? It's kind of like more like a journey through life type of thing. Like we're all doing this together, kind of like a podcast to help navigate through the chaos, you know. So it's we want it to be lighthearted, but you also to kind of walk away with like something, you know, more than just entertainment. But you know, we want it to be fun. But we're also thinking about like we're gonna start covering more events too. So like going out and like doing like more interviews and stuff like that. Like more of like a media thing. So that's something we're looking forward to. It's finding the time for that though.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Well, I was gonna say it's not just the time. It's also like getting out of your comfort zone and finding like the ways to
100%.
Express that, because we have ideas, but it's like without the experience in that field, it's kind of like stepping in blind a little bit. And just having to kind of like learn how to swim after you get thrown in the pool.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's fun though, because like I've been saying it recently, it's like life has been a little stressful lately, but it's been good stressful. Like it's been like the type of shit where I'm like grateful that is shit I get to worry about.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And that's kind of been like a driving factor. Now, why should people care about Finding Danny? I think like the reason for that is going to be something that comes with like each person. But mainly what we're going for is like an authentic way to like show that you can kind of like give a fuck about your community, give a fuck about people around you, and like express love, express joy, express your gratitude, or like all these different things that people like really connect with and connect with each other on.
Yeah.
I think we want to express that and find different ways to shine light on that. Because there is a lot of talented people in Houston specifically, but also all around the world, that just don't have like that person to push them into that light, or even maybe themselves to push them out off of that ledge and try something new.
Yeah.
And we want to fucking show people that it's okay to do that. Go for it.
Okay, man.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, that's pretty much it. Understanding that, you know, we're not alone in this, kind of, again, bringing people together and showing people that whatever you want to go for, you should just go for it. And you know, it's gonna be hard. Like for us, it's again, we've said before, it's been an absolute journey. Like we're just now kind of ironing out like the vision, you know. It's been, because as time's gone, we've gotten better. The studio has upgraded as time has gone on. Like right now, it's finally probably like the first time we're seeing an actual like materialization of our vision in studio form. Like being able to look at the studio and be like legitimately proud of it, and being like, holy shit, we finally, you know, after like all that time of doing, like, you know, again, being in a garage on top of a garage, or just being in your homie's living room with a poster on the table. But just kind of, you know, that progress and understanding that at times it looks like, oh, am I really making the progress I think I am? But then looking at moments, like so right now, like we're here on your podcast, and just like that being something that probably wouldn't have even been a thought in our mind 5 years ago, six years ago, you know. But now we're doing other people's podcasts, which is such a cool thing. Cultivating a little community already. Like we're all kind of trying to do our own thing, reaching out to new people, being able to get our friends on who are doing cool stuff. That's already awesome. Shout out Thinking Boy Podcast. You, Danny Winton, bro,
for coming on.
You know, check out his music,
Pac-Man the movie.
Yeah, dude's fucking killer.
He's also in Shy Motel. Also,
he's in Shy Motel now. He just actually started like a heavy metal jam band too. It's something Decapitated. I'm trying to remember.
That sounds like something he would join.
Yeah, right. So yeah, but he is in Shy Motel. What?
Nothing. I saw him post like that he was like playing somewhere, and I saw the flyer, and I was like, "Your name's not on here."
I think it was
Shy Motel. I was like, Clinton, are you serious?
I have a funny story about Shy Motel, because like I interviewed the last interview I did before this one was a band called Ecstasy. EXOSSI. The main singer of that band, EXO, he's also in Shy Motel. And I saw him post a picture of Winton, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, is that Winton? Like how do you know Winton? And he's like, oh dude, like we're in a band together. It's called Shy Motel. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's everywhere.
He just pops up and
I swear to God, dude. It's like that motherfucker would just pop up anywhere. You meet him one time and then you see him forever after that.
Dude, he's the reason I know about you guys, because he posted y'all's interview y'all did of him.
That's right.
One of the interviews y'all did.
He's our most returned guest.
Yeah, he's been on a lot.
He's been on our podcast so many times.
It's always a treat.
Yeah, it's always a fun. Honestly, shout out. I just want to say this dude has been like, because we don't really do it as much anymore, but we would just marathon drink during some of our podcasts, do like a 4-hour podcast and just drink. And then like halfway through, he would just be like,
one where he was like passing out.
plastered. That was a great Can't time. Do this anymore.
Brother, I forgot what it was that we said, but it was something that, like, Daniel was trying to cue Winston up for something, and Winston said it, and after he said it, he was like, "You wanted me to say it." I was like, "What the fuck?" He was so fucking plastered. He was like, "You wanted me to say it. What was I supposed to do?"
Yeah, that's.
Do y'all have like a most successful episode, like with the most views or listens?
You would know that. I don't really pay attention to shit like that.
It's a close one. I would say it's a toss up right now between Chelsea's episode, which is a really good one. That one was about recovery. And like recovery houses and stuff like that, which if you are going through any type of struggle like that and you need any outlets, if you go watch the episode, we give out like the kind of resources or places you can reach out to kind of touch on that. And then because she's gone through some similar things, so she covers a lot of that. Really good episode, also really good resources on that. Then another toss up was probably with our homie Joe, RIP, my boy. That was a really cool one. I'm glad.
I was thinking the Dowdy and Chris one.
That one was really good. Nah, yeah. Joe's was up there. Yeah, that was a really good one. Glad we actually did. I'm glad we got that one in.
Okay, man. Yeah. Y'all know which episode number that is?
Which one?
No, Joe's.
Yeah,
Joe's.
Joe's.
Chelsea's.
Oh, both.
Both. Yeah.
Let's look it up. Because that one was.
But literally, that's why we do this shit, man. I mean, like, honestly, it's one of those things where it's like having Joe on the pod was like a very whimsical thing. It was like every time we would go to the fucking bar, I would always just see him. Like, he was my like blunt smoking partner. Him and Winston, basically. When anytime I saw Winston, I was like, "You know, smoke a blunt?" He's like, "Yes." But Joe was the opposite way. He would fucking like see me from across the bar. He's like, "It's blunt time, motherfucker!" Like, all right, let's go. But like, literally, that like those were my interactions with him. It was just off of like whim, where he's like, "You want to come on the pod?" He's like, "Yeah." And that like worked into like an entirely different situation. That was the first time we smoked weed on the pod, like actually like.
Smoked. Yeah, I didn't.
No, you didn't. I mean, showed us smoking, like recorded us smoking, basically. Yeah. But still, I mean, it was a great fucking conversation.
Yeah, he was super excited to come on. That shit was honestly awesome. But his episode is going to be 121, and then Chelsea's is going to be 129.
Okay.
So 121 and 129. We just actually added someone to the team.
Dude, really?
Yeah. His name's Evan. He'll start coming on the episodes with us. He's actually a part of the group that I throw events with, too.
Okay.
He's a part of the group with that, the Mont Music Collective. So, okay. Yeah, he's a part of that, too. So I asked him, he was like, "Yeah, hell yeah, let's do it." Because he actually got him a job, and he works with me now, too. So.
Dude, nice.
Yeah. Kind of, I guess he's with me like at work, throwing events, the podcast at this point.
Better not get an argument.
Not for real, right? Well, everything.
No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I mean, shit's looking up right now. I'm excited that we added it there. It's been something that we've been talking about for a while.
So do y'all have any plans for Fine and Dandy for the future? Like, maybe, like, next year? Like what do y'all hope happens next year for y'all?
What we're focusing on right now is kind of, like, reinvigorating our, like, social platform and kind of, like, coming at it in a different direction while also, like we said earlier, being a little bit more adventurous in our content and not just, like, necessarily – like isolating ourselves to podcasts specifically, but doing more like covering of events, maybe a little bit of like journalism to a certain degree. But as far as over the next year, I think what we want to do is just see a little bit more progression in our like in our field, like what we want, what we're doing, how we're executing what we're doing. The addition of the third is going to help out a lot with not just idea flow, but also work like segregation to a degree. That was the wrong word.
I was like, not work.
That's not the wrong word. splitting up the fucking work.
I'm gonna have to cut that out.
Sorry, it's been a long day. I got up at 5.
Delegation.
That was the one. That was the one I was looking for, actually. Splitting that shit up, motherfucker. But that being said, it's what we would like to see is some. Because, like he said, it's like we finally have kind of like come together and like decided on like a path of that we want to go down.
Yeah.
So now it's just about walking that path and finding out how we can continue to grow upon it. A year from now, hopefully, we're on that fucking path still.
Yeah, getting more involved with community too. That's a part of that. Yeah. Just kind of getting out there and getting more involved, I think, is a a big thing for us because we preach it a lot. Now it's time to put our money where our mouth is, you know, and just start making time.
Stuff like this, dude, my audience will be exposed to you guys now. So they can check out y'all's podcast and I'll tell other people about it.
We live on we live on different sides of town. If you think about it, on the north side, we're like way south. We're not even just the south side. We're like super south side.
Like a whole different city. Texas City.
Basically near the island at that point.
I think that's cool though, because I feel like if we combine our audiences, we're like basically covering both sides of Houston, you know what I mean? No, kind of.
Literally, though, like it's a voice of Houston.
Yeah, we just need to find people like between us. So we can...
Yeah, dude. I mean, take over by storm. I mean, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Field of dreams.
Yeah,
field of
dreams.
Literally, dude.
Kevin Costner. I've never seen it actually. I've just heard
seen Field of Dreams.
I've heard the plot. Oh yeah, yeah. Like
they say,
they do a parody. Yeah.
Honestly, whenever fucking Blue Mountain State made fun of Field of Dreams, and well, they didn't make fun of it, but they like did a parody, basically version of that. Whenever they lost or they were disqualified from the championship or something, but then like there was a field out in the cornfields that like they made. You don't remember that episode? Mexican kicker dude, he fucking found like a shed full of weed, and then like they like basically he was going through these cornfields, found like all this like stash of like
they,
weed.
They played the game there though.
They fucking so I'm saying they fucking what's it called?
It's like a football show, right? Or...
Yeah. It was basically a fucking college.
It's about college. It's partying.
College football. Yeah, partying. It's like, that's really what it's about. But doing drugs and drinking in college centered around football.
The most ridiculous show.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most ridiculous shows ever made. Like, it should not be made again, but. Like, it wouldn't be able to get made today.
I would put the Pocket Pussy episode up there with, like, some of the best episodes of any show of all time.
You ever been to Bosnia? Dude, that episode is honestly, anyone who's seen Blue Mountain State will know it. Because that's an iconic episode. It literally is just such a stupid, but yeah, that. I'm not going to go further.
This whole time, I thought it was about, like, a football team. Like
It kind of is, but, like, it's so ridiculous. Though,
like, more, like, sports focused.
Definitely not.
The oil change.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, no. So, yeah, it's more focused on the college aspect, I think, and just how crazy that – because it's a state school. So they're like, this is how crazy a state school can get. Like, it's
– like A&M kind of?
Probably the way
– I think, like, basically – like, with the colors and everything, it's meant to basically be like Boise State.
Oh, okay.
It's orange and blue. Like, the fucking field's orange and blue. The color's orange and blue. But it's, like, basically like a college – like a big college town.
Okay.
And fucking football is, like, the – what everyone goes
like
for.
The main thing,
For sure. But it's degenerate. It's just degenerate shit. It's just degenerate shit top to bottom.
It's a timepiece.
When did it come out?
Ooh, like 2010 or 11, probably, I would say. Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, probably. Maybe a little bit before that.
Maybe.
Somewhere around that time, though. Early 2010s. Do you ever think about, like, early 2000s, though? Like, just, like, how... Like, everything was, like, up, like, all the music was, like, upbeat, but, like, emo. Like, it was all, like, sad. It was all, like,
really, like Flyleaf and,
Google Dolls, was that right?
Google Dolls, yeah.
Like, if you think about that.
Like, you know, they're, like, from the 80s?
Were they?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
They were more punk back then, though.
Oh, I was 80s,
and 90s.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Same with AFI, I think. They're pretty old.
With what trend?
AFI.
I don't think
they sing Miss Murder, like,
hey, Miss Murder,
something like that. That's
you guys should sing. Yeah, that was good.
We are in a practice room.
On the drums.
So, like, what are y'all's hobbies outside of podcasting?
You want me to go
I know y'all talked about some of them, but like, you want to go into detail?
So outside of podcasting, I'm a big sports guy. So for sure,
you watch a lot of sports.
I watch a lot of sports. I'm a big football, basketball. I don't really watch a lot of baseball and like other stuff, but like. Love Olympics, love soccer, love all kinds of shit. So it's like, I'm a big sports guy, but also like collectibles and like.
You mentioned cards earlier.
Yeah, I was gonna say like cards, collectibles, like memorabilia, shit like that. Not just sports, but like any type of like comic book stuff. Like I'm big on like nerd.
You watch all the breakdowns.
I'm a fat ass nerd. I'm not
like,
gonna lie.
Like, do you like the MCU and stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Love
DC, MCU, yeah, all
every
that shit.
Same. Like I've heard it because I mean we've lived together for 5 years now, I think.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but dude's like MCU every breakdown after every show, like Loki or what?
After every episode, because it's like my thing is
episode.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Like a 45-minute breakdown. So like, what everything you missed, all the little like fucking shit that they threw in there that you wouldn't have caught.
Easter eggs and shit.
Because I'm not gonna fucking sit there and go through this shit and fucking be like, oh, that's cool. No, I'm gonna have somebody tell me how cool it is, and I'll be like, oh, that is kind of cool, if I think so. But like the real part of it is like I was big on like reading the comics and shit too. So like whenever I do see so like some cool portrayals or some them throw some cool shit in there, I do fuck with that shit heavily. Like I whenever like for example the fucking the difference between the Justice League movie and then like the Snyder cut of the Justice League movie.
Snyder cut is way better.
It's like 100 times. It's a whole different movie. It's like it's like way better.
Way better.
And so like you wouldn't even know that if you just watched the first one and was like, that sucks dick. Like the ending is watching the other cut. How can you make a movie that suck dick not suck dick?
from what you told me is that they just cut out, but like the cuts were
all
terrible.
Some of the best shit.
Like, something feels like it's missing. Yeah, it's the whole movie.
Like what I do is I'm rewatching the Snyder cut over and over again, so I forget about the first one. Like like watch the bad taste out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, was that the Justice League you were talking about?
Yeah. My thing is Zack Snyder needs to learn how to do what all this good work that he's doing in a shorter amount of time, because this is some bullshit. Literally name a movie that he's done, it's 3 hours long.
Because like BVS also had like an extended version that came out like years later. I think like that should have been the main movie, you know what I mean? I hate that they did that.
Ruins movies, man. Directors talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean if it runs too long, everyone's like, all right, this should have ended.
It's worth it though sometimes. Like Endgame was 3 hours.
James Cameron talks about it. How people's like perception of runtime.
Titanic was pretty long.
Movie like industry, you can't carry out an idea properly because people want it to be 90 minutes long.
Most people, I feel.
Yeah.
No, I do like longer movies though. I like a whole storyline to kind of get built out.
Like, also, the concept like of like part ones and twos. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dune, bro.
Find a nice midpoint. Leave it on the cliffhanger. You're gonna solve that shit later.
For real though, I mean, you could just. But I mean, think about it, if you watch like a 3-hour movie and there's a cliffhanger.
We'll be pissed off. I mean, on some like a little bit of my MCU nerd shit. I mean, think about the '90s Spider-Man show. It was like a few seasons. And
the animated one.
Yeah, the animated one. It ended on a cliffhanger.
Was he continuing it though?
They're about to continue it and pick up from that cliffhanger. 20 years later. It is crazy.
To be fair, I just started One Piece, and that shit's 1,000
episodes. Dude.
It's the longest running show.
Yeah. I just started watching it, I mean, like, 5 years ago, I think, and I'm still, like, kind of, like, trying to watch it, but not really, though.
It's good, though. I do like it a lot. But, yeah, it's 1,000 episodes. You got to think, if I watch 2 episodes a day, every day, I'm only halfway through. I'm only halfway through the show. But yeah, no, hobbies, you missed comedy. We both really love comedy.
Oh, like the comedians?
Yeah. We're really into like comedians and comedy and stuff like that.
You like Theo Vaughn?
I would say so.
I think his podcast is pretty good. His comedy's good. I don't know if I can say I love his like stand up that much though.
I'd say I love his first special. I love his second special. And then I have loved his podcast. His podcast has like morphed over time. It's become more of like from a comedy podcast into like more of a lifestyle, political, and like kind of like motivational to a certain degree podcast. He still does have like his episodes with like Drewski and shit like that where they just go for it. But that being said, it's mostly not that anymore. I do fuck with him, but he's probably not like in my top 10, if I could say that.
Oh, comedians? Nah, I don't know. It's hard to pick a top 10 out of comedians, but comedy is a big one. I do love watching a bunch of comedy. Comedy movies are my favorite. Watching movies, I do love to watch movies. Let's see, the gym. Gym's a big hobby. Basically in there every day. Throwing events is another, I guess, hobby. You would say hobby. I'm not really making money from it. So something I love to do is put together events and try to make that happen, which actually we're throwing one in San Marcos on the 21st.
This is nice. This month?
Mm-hmm. So like Saturday.
Yeah.
Like 2 days from now. Yeah, it's going to be sick.
This will probably be out after that. So thank you guys for coming.
Yeah. And then festivals. I love going to shows. I love going to festivals. It's literally like music in general. It's just like basically consuming my whole life at this point. So. Yeah, I love it so much. Like, I love going to festivals with my friends. Camping portion of it's awesome. I've met so many people doing
it. Mosquitoes suck, though.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, being outside, is sometimes, because we've been out there when it's like 100 degrees, waking up in a tent in 100 degrees weather is not for the weak.
Do you have one of those camping fans that you put, like, on top of the tent?
I mean, that shit only does so much. It only does so much. Yeah, I mean, we had, like, three.
It keeps you from not killing yourself, but that's about it.
Yeah, we had two small fans at the top and then two medium-sized fans in each corner, and that shit only blows around the hot air. Like, it's not blowing cold air. It's blowing around the hot air, which it does help circulation a little bit, but that's just hot. That sun is brutal, dude. It's fucking hot as shit.
Brutal sun.
Y'all both like movies. Y'all have, like, a favorite movie line?
Movie line?
Yeah, like a line from a movie.
Pineapple Express, I'll take you outside and I'll fuck you in the street. That's a good one.
Who said that? Who said it?
Fucking the dad of, like, his girlfriend whenever he, like, comes in. That. So he, like, runs into the dinner he's late to, and he looks all fucking cut up. He's never met this person. This
he takes
dude
a
before.
Gun out, too? Or?
He takes a gun out. He's like, you fucking druggies are getting too fucking brave out here.
I think I remember
he
that.
Said, I'll take you outside and I'll fuck you in the street. He said, don't fuck me anywhere.
It's because, like, he was supposed to meet them for dinner, right? Yeah. But he was up all, like, fucked up. So they're like, what the fuck?
I thought hurricane season was over. That's also Pineapple. That's not my favorite, but that's also Pineapple. Let's piggyback off of that one. Pineapple Express.
That's hilarious.
I thought hurricane season was over is a classic. That is a tough one, though. Favorite movie line?
Yeah. Just like a line that's memorable for you, one that's, like, always in your head that you, I don't know, bring up in your head every now and then.
One that I bring up in my head.
I have a couple if you want to hear mine.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, one of them is Transformers, the first one. No sacrifice, no victory. Because it makes so much sense, you know what I mean? Like, you can't get, like, something good if you don't put in, like, a bit of a sacrifice, you know what I mean?
I like from that movie, the fucking,
It's become like a meme now, but it's this is what you wanted. You're in it. You this like you're here. Like from Transformers. Remember he's talking to that kid, the Mexican dude that wanted to be like a like in the shit type shit. He's like, you're in it. He's like, I think that's number two though.
Oh, like when we're in
college,
that's
number two. Yeah. That's number two. He's like, you got your story. You're here. This is it. Like, wake up, motherfucker. Like, you're in it or go home. Like that shit is for real.
He had like a blog tracking the Transformers.
Yeah. He's like, this is what you want, motherfucker. You get it. Get after it.
Another line that I like is this is like a really like not like a super deep cut, but like, y'all seen Civil War, right? Captain America, Civil War.
Yeah.
No, I've seen like
none of it.
We've only seen the Spider-Man movie. Oh, okay. Pretty good. But there's a line when they're fighting in the airport, and I think Steve, Captain America, tells Falcon something like, "Oh, Falcon, I need help." And then Falcon tells Steve, "This isn't a real fight, Steve, because the real fight was fighting Zemo."
Right.
You know, and like they're over here just fighting each other in the airport for like almost no reason, you know.
Right.
So he told Steve, this isn't a real fight. That gets me thinking sometimes if I'm worrying about something I shouldn't be worrying about, I just tell myself, this isn't a real fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good honestly, that's really a good one. It's like staying present and remembering like why you're doing what you're doing. It's so easy to get caught up in the moment of like the bullshit that you have to deal with. But like kind of getting back to your roots and being like, this isn't why I'm doing this shit. Like, I got to remember why I'm doing this shit. And you get activated.
Yeah. did you think of some lines you like?
I thought of one, yeah. It was one I do actually say a lot, but I forgot that it is from this movie, but it's very silly. It's from...
Oh, fuck you, I already know.
No, you don't know which one it is. What were you going to say?
Something from Holes.
Holes? Oh. Shia LaBeouf?
Dude, okay, I'll name a few. I actually got a few. Which one was it from Holes that I say?
I don't know.
I do mention Holes a lot. The movie, the Disney movie.
The Shia LaBeouf movie. With John Voight.
Just saying that out for if it's crazy. I don't
know. I do think about Holes a lot.
That's why I had to clarify.
I'm going to take that out of context for the real.
But Joe Dirt, Life is a Hole, Dig It. Is it crazy? That's a good one. And then there's this other movie, Fired Up, which is about like they're high school football players and they decide to be cheerleaders instead because they want to get girls.
Oh,
and they just say you got to risk it for the biscuit. And then I say that one.
Dude.
Holes has a lot of good quotes.
So. Actually, since you brought up holes, I do have a line from holes that I use a lot sometimes.
Oh, well, that's too damn bad. That's the one.
That is from holes.
Like, is this from holes where the guy says, I can fix it, like, over and over again?
It's like it's Sam.
Yeah, another class, I can fix that. It's like, dude, I have another good one. Holes has some good ones. Or it's, yeah, everyone knows the classic where it's like, I'm tired of this, Grandpa, but that's too damn bad.
Yeah.
Dude, that one hits. Everyone knows that.
And then one that like always stood out to me because it was so fucking stupid was in Anchorman whenever he was like, you know what they always say? Yes. What the fuck?
What's the one? It works 80% of the time, every time, 100% of the time, or whatever.
Have y'all seen Zach and Miri make a porno? Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
I think it's this movie, but when Craig Robinson, he's a barista, and this guy is like, can I get some coffee, black? And he's like, can you see we're talking, white?
Yeah.
No, no, man. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That reminds me of the Sarah Silverman show. Whenever she's getting up from a table at breakfast, she said, I'll be right back. No, I'll be right black. No, I'll be white black. It's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Didn't she come out in School of Rock, I think?
Did she?
She was in that.
She was in School of Rock?
I think she was, I think she was the roommate's girlfriend.
The really shitty girlfriend that was annoying. And she hated Ned. It was fair though, because he did suck. He was a bum. He did sleep on their couch. Like it was, he just basically had like a good arc throughout it. But he also was like pretending to be a teacher.
Yeah, he's stealing his identity basically.
Yeah, and then
he's just shooting a friend. He's like, I would like to think that I've touched these kids, and I would also like to think that these kids have touched me. Like, whoa, what did you say?
That's a good one.
Oh, my fault. I didn't mean to yell at
that. Yeah, what the fuck? You saw the clip thing?
Sorry, you guys. Sorry. I don't know if y'all seen the skits, I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson.
Oh, like some are pretty good.
He's like, can you go tell her that she can't keep eating the nachos that she's eating during nachos? And she needs to share because she keeps taking all the nachos with the most toppings on it. And the waiter's like, what? Like, can you go tell her that she can't eat any more nachos and that she has to share the nachos? And he goes over there and tells her, and she's like, did you just tell him to tell me to not eat any more of the nachos? She's like, what?
I like the one where he has like an important business meeting and like he's trying to leave, but he opens the door the wrong way.
He's like, oh, it goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah. And like the guy is like, oh, like you're going the wrong, like you're opening the wrong way. He's like, no, I'm not. It goes both ways. He like forces it open.
Yeah.
He like breaks the fucking hinges and shit.
I like my favorite Tim Robinson skit is the fucking, don't you know how to drive? He said, no.
I've never driven a car before. I'm so scared.
I said, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I've seen that a lot.
That shit's hilarious.
I also like he's like playing a game or something on the computer. He's like, he has to eat eggs.
Oh,
or
yeah, the fucking, the people come into his office talking to him like about serious shit.
He's playing the game.
They're like, what the fuck are you playing? At the end of the game, you fucking get to like the last egg, and the dude just like shows you his ass.
like the egg, like,
what are you playing? Oh, I've never gotten to this.
The drive-thru one. You remember the drive-thru one?
Drive-thru one's hilarious, too.
55 burgers, 55.
55. He's like, pay it forward. Yeah, that's.
I like the part where he cuts off the lady. He's like, I'm doing something important.
And then the lady goes up to the thing.
She does the same shit.
He's like, no, you're ruining it. Dude, no, I don't know why that just reminded me of this clip. It's not the same show, but it's a random thing that popped up on my YouTube timeline for some reason. But it was like this guy just in his car. He's like, all right, guys, you're going to watch me take salvia and try to drive.
You mean like an actual thing or like was it a skit?
No.
This is a real thing.
No, but the funny part was like he just took a fat ass rip out of the bong, and then you see him go, and just be like zoned out. He doesn't drive because he's just so high he can't move.
He never even gets to the point where he's driving.
He's like, and just drops his keys, and he's just like zoned out.
Fuck. Trying to start the car.
He just can't even put the key. Yeah, no, it was funny.
Are y'all Key and Peele fans at all?
Yeah.
I would say, like, I watched every single skit. Me and my buddy. So, like, Key and Peele was on, like, at the time that we were in high school. Like,
yeah,
around,
same.
Like, 9th, 10th grade.
Are we the same age?
Probably 28. Yeah, we're 28.
27. Turning 28 in like 2 months.
So yeah. Basically,
yeah. Yeah. March, May, and then whenever you turn 28.
August 26th.
That's crazy. My dad's birthday is the 24th. But still, fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. In English class, so in 10th grade, was it 10th grade?
Maybe.
I think it was 11th grade.
No, I think it was 10th. Because you had Miss Moore.
That was 10th grade? I thought that was 11th grade. I don't care. Either way, one of those grades. It happened both years, so it really doesn't matter. But essentially, I wasn't always in, like, the AP classes and the pre-AP classes, but I never gave a fuck about school. So I would always, like, start failing by the fucking halfway mark in the year. By the fucking winter break, I was either having a C, a D, or a fucking F in that class.
You to continue doing that.
It was hilarious. Yeah. It was a joke. But that being said, I was coasting on fives. Like, the only reason I didn't have an F in that English class is because the teacher liked me. She was just like, I'm going to just give you a 70 because a 69 is way worse. I was like, cool. I'll take it. I don't care. But either way, like, it was always the counselor telling me, it was like, hey, we're going to move you, like, from, like, pre-AP to, like, the regular shit so you can, like, bump your GPA up. I'm like, oh, bet. Cool. I would go to that shit, and I'm talking about, like, I would pay way less attention.
It was easier.
It was not even easier. It was just, like, it was way slower pace. That was the thing about, like, pre-AP and AP shit, where it's like, it's not that it was hard. They're just putting a lot of information in front of you. So if you're not studying or not, like, paying attention, you'll get left behind a little bit easier.
Give me flashbacks, bro.
Whereas in, like, the regular classes, everything's, like, slower pace, making sure everybody understands everything and kind of, like, getting on, like, level with the whole class. So for me, it was like, I'm gonna just do this shit and then just watch Key and Peele in the back of the class the whole fucking rest of the time.
That was mean geometry, bro. Like, Key and Peele and geometry are like one thing, you know?
Just the whole thing. You're like, I actually learned geometry from Key and Peele. They were actually.
I wish I was high on pot news.
I think that was my joke.
Gabriel Iglesias
gets an award,
in.
Bro, for the president.
Nah, my favorite Key and Peele skit was always the fucking the football name shit.
Oh. Like, my name is Jaquavius or whatever.
The fucking Squilliam McGillicuddy.
They get more and more ridiculous. I like when they're like, I said bitch. You really said that. You really said those words.
Yeah. In the classroom one where he's like, hey, Brian.
I just rewatched that one recently.
But no, there was a lot of their skits that ended in, like, dark shit. Like, some of them was just ending like, whoa, Jordan.
Someone gets killed or some shit.
Literally.
Now he's a horror director.
Now that's crazy.
One of the best ones.
Switched up. Which of his movies y'all like?
This is going to be controversial. Haven't seen a single one. It's not like a I don't like the like it. It's more so just I'm not a big horror guy. Like I don't really watch horror.
You just haven't gotten around to watching them.
If it's on because other people are watching it, I may watch it. But I'm like, it really takes a lot for me to actually like get invested into a horror film. Like, there's thrillers that I like. I like some like psychological thrillers, and there's a couple that he's done that are kind of on that like wave. I just haven't tapped in, realistically.
So I like this YouTube show that he did called Weird City. Has a lot of like, has some pretty good actors in it too. But yeah, it's a YouTube series. Honestly, that one's it's really weird. It's like sci-fi ish, but like it's like if you think of the world in the future, but there's like a line basically where it's like the people with more money live on one side, and then like the people with less money live on the other. But it's a bunch of weird shit that happens within like this realm of the world. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. I don't really watch horrors either, to be honest. I don't watch new comedy movies. They don't really come out with any good ones anymore. But comedy movies are like sci-fi thrillers or like artsy movies that probably like are like really make you think about just like, damn, life kind of sucks. Yeah.
Like,
damn.
Yeah, life does suck.
Like, wow. You're right.
All right, I'm trying to think of what other questions. Do you have any like favorite food?
I've been really into like barbecuing lately. I've been like grilling a lot, so I've been testing my fucking skills out on the grills a little bit recently. But favorite food, I wouldn't say so. Like I would say like my palate is pretty like deep. I like a lot of different shit. I always say like my expenses or my income is gonna catch up to my taste, because like I fucking spend a ton of money off like spoiling myself food wise. Like, I got to eat all the fucking time by myself. Fuck you, this guy. That being said, favorite, if I had to like pinpoint a favorite food, I would probably just say like Mexican food, because it's so diverse and there's so many. It's kind of like in my culture. But Cajun food is right there. Cajun food for me is like right there. But I've been trying to get into more barbecue lately.
I love food. Yeah. Like, dude, I love food. Like, that's one of my favorite things. Like, if I go somewhere and I'm traveling, dude, I need to try like food. Honestly, though, it's hard to find a place that has such a diverse amount of food as Houston. Like, you can go almost anywhere in Houston and find like good food. Asian food, top notch. Like Thai food goes hard. Vietnamese food goes hard. Japanese food does go hard. Like, fucking, I do fuck with ramen. Fuck with pho. I fuck with fucking banh mi's, bro.
Oh,
pad thai goes crazy. Barbecue.
I'm hungry, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Barbecue goes crazy, but I'd say all timer, no matter what, the thing I could eat every day and probably not get tired of it would be like some sort of fried chicken or like wings. Wings or fried chicken. I
love wings, bro.
Dude, I
love
crush wings at any time, all the time.
I was gonna say, whenever you say I could crush it anytime, I think fried rice is right there for me. I could fuck up fried rice.
With some egg,
or like if you throw me some lotus with some like shrimp and some fucking crawfish in that bitch, I'm going stupid.
For sure.
Stupid, go crazy.
Fucking
go
lotus crazy. Goes hard. There was a dude that came into our office, so like right by our office, like less than a mile away, there's a lotus right there in Pearland.
What's lotus?
Lotus seafood. It's like, the way I would describe it is they have something called the loud pack. And what that is it's like fried rice.
Like weed loud?
It's pretty fucking loud. The loud pack is fried rice with crawfish tails in that shit with shrimp on top. And it comes with a side of crack sauce.
Crack sauce?
That's what it's called.
Crack sauce.
Did I hear that correctly?
You got to get a loud pack with extra crack sauce at Lotus Seafood if you want to keep going stupid. I'm not kidding.
Pack with crack sauce?
Basically, the crack sauce is like seasoned like liquid butter, basically. So you just put that shit all over.
I thought you were going to say liquid crack.
It tastes like it.
That's good as fuck.
And then they give it to you in a syringe.
Yeah, they should.
Oh, dude. Next time y'all talk to Caesar, ask him about the sauce guy.
The sauce guy?
The sauce guy.
Okay. I'll have to remember that.
Try to remember that.
But, yeah, I would say, okay, so back to what I was saying. This dude fucking that works there came and was trying to, like, get us to, like, do our catering. Like, cause sometimes they'll give us money to, like, spend on, like, an office lunch and shit like that. So he was like, if y'all want to do, like, catering with us, da-da-da-da, and just dropped off, like, a sample. It was, like, a little box of, like, a mini loud pack. Mm. And I was like,
just fell in love.
I was like, bruh, holy shit, this is for me? This is for Josh? Let's go. But I didn't even get to eat most of it. My doctor ate that shit.
Wait, what? Your dog ate it?
My doctor. Oh. Yeah, I had some.
You know, thinking about it, like, out of context, you saying your doctor ate it, like, if you got food and then your doctor's just, like, working on you, like, I'll take that.
That's hilarious as a thought. She's like, oh yeah, I mean, I didn't think I could bring my food to my doctor's appointment, but I really shouldn't have, because my doctor ate that shit.
Homework.
All right, you have any closing remarks before we wrap up?
Check out the Mont Music Collective. Check out Six Man Media, both on Instagram. Six Man Media is my sports cards business. Mont Music Collective is Daniel's event throwing business. It's more than a business, it's a community at this point. Take a look, see if you guys are interested. We are fine and dandy. We record fucking episodes. We wish we could have Evan here, honestly, because I'd like to introduce him on like a public level like this as well. Yeah. But we'll get there.
Next time I have y'all on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
First show this weekend. He's performing one of the show we are throwing. He's one of the performers. So
is he not a DJ? Is he?
He is. Yeah. Okay. He's a producer / DJ. Yeah. He does both. Both. I mean, not all DJs are producers, but you know, they try to be. Most they do. A lot of them, because you want to be like, the thing is like, you want to be a producer, but
yeah,
it's much easier to DJ than it is to produce music. So. Right. But yeah, I mean, I guess closing, he pretty much covered it all. You guys, thank y'all for, you know, listening. Shout out Danny Taz for having us on here today.
Okay, man.
It's been a blessing and a pleasure. And go check us out. You know, go check us out, Finding Danny Podcast. We added a third. Evan's the new guy, but we look forward to taking that on. And, yeah, just keep fucking pushing.
Fuck yeah.
All right, everyone watching or listening, have a good day, have a good night, have a good life.
Peace.
Love you guys.
I love y'all more.